Hello.
Hi, my name is Latasha, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes,
I
I
do
was
need to
speaking to.
advise. I do need to advise you. This call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hi, I was speaking to someone earlier, but my phone is off, so I'm using the TakeNow app, and we kind of got disconnected, so I guess I gotta do everything over, right?
Well, we'll see. I usually just go back over the questions just in case
Yeah,
something was.
because she was asking me questions I really couldn't understand it. So if I can't just do it over.
Okay, that's fine. Well, can we start with your full first and last name and full social?
My name is Marsharee Moorhead. My social is 345-862-164.
All right, what's your birthday?
5/28/91.
Can I have your driver's license and your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is Gore. And hold on, let me pull up my license real quick.
Okay.
It is 105-059-19, well, 12.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand knowing, making false statements and falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years, and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed unemployment compensation?
Yes, I have. My last place of work was Zaxby's. Zaxby's.
Is that the
And
same company that you was working for when the last time you reported your claim?
no, it is not.
So it's a different employer.
Yes,
Okay.
a different employer.
And when was your last day of work?
I want to say like July 1st, or yeah, like July 1st, I could say that.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to file a TAA or a TRA certification or benefits?
No.
Okay.
I mean, can you explain that question to me?
That's they're asking have you need are you need to file a trade adjustment assistance or a trade
Oh,
allowance
no.
assistance?
No, ma'am.
Now, have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
What's a good telephone number for you?
My phone is off right now. So, I'm gonna still put my regular phone number, 219-292-8299.
Okay, one more time.
219-2.
219
Yes, ma'am. 292.
292
Yes, 8299.
8299.
Yes.
Okay. So 219 292 8299.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if I heard you correctly, you told me your birthday was May the 28th of 1991. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One moment. And what state is your driver's license?
Alabama.
Thank you. Now, what's your race?
I'm Black African American.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No, ma'am.
What's your gender?
A female.
What is the highest grade level you completed in school?
11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Can you explain that question to me?
It's asking were you in the military for 180 days active duty.
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am. Well, I'm not disabled.
Now, what's your address of?
It's 1455 Cypress Point, Apartment A, Florence, Alabama, zip code 35630.
Okay. In just a second. And what country are your residents of?
United States of America.
How's the weather in Florence?
It's cool right now. It ain't too hot today, but it's been hot as ever. It ain't too hot today, though.
Okay.
But it's been unbearable hot. So, but today, it's the breeze outside. I ain't felt like I was going to die in my car yet, so.
Be hot.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot.
Now, what was your occupation at Jax?
At Jax, I was a cashier.
And that is your last job, is that correct?
No, I just told you Zaxby's was.
Zaxby's, what did you do at Zaxby's?
A cashier.
Okay. Are you seeking work in that same occupation or trade?
You said my seeker?
No. Are you gonna are you going back into that same occupation or trade?
Maybe. I don't know just yet.
Okay.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I may get an email.
Are you in a union hiring home?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
10 miles.
What's the lowest pay that you're willing to take?
$12.
Are you a corporate officer for business, own a business, or work for yourself?
I don't do neither.
Okay. Are you currently solely working on commission base or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or received a pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that was not military or federal government in between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
So you want to take taxes out?
My paycheck?
Yes. of your, not your paycheck, your if you get unemployment benefits.
I don't know how to answer that.
Because now, if you do it, you can file taxes. You can take this. We're going to send you like a 1099, and you can file it with your taxes that you had taxes taken out of it. Or they going to take it out when you file your taxes. Because if you do it now, if you do it, if you wait, you'll get the two full, whatever the amount that you're approved for, which is the top amount is 275. But if you let them take the 10% out of 275, I think it comes out to like 247 and some change.
Okay, yeah, then I can file it on taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that. Nobody never explained that to me.
Okay. Now, if you approve for payment, you have, if you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit to your checking or savings or a prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approved for payment. Now, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Now, I do need to inform you before we get started, they do not that we do not accept any Cash App or Chime or any online banks like that.
Oh, well, I will have to do a card, then you all card.
Okay. And you say Zaxby's?
Yes.
What was Zaxby's? Zax, give me just a second. Okay, give me just a second, okay?
Okay.
On your paycheck stub that you receive, what does the name of the company say?
From Zaxby's?
Yes.
I do not have that paycheck stub, ma'am.
Do you have a direct deposit information?
Hold on, let me go back to see real quick. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Zaxby's of Florence. That's what it say on mine.
Checks. Zaxby's of Florence.
Yeah.
It don't say anything about LLC or anything on your...
No, well, they gave me... Let me see. Let me open it up a little bit more. No, it just says Zaxby's of Florence. That's what it say. F-L-O-R-E. I just took that as that was Florence.
Okay.
And that last work day, did I say June? Yeah, I said in June, yeah. Because I'm looking at the date I said, which is it should add up. Yes, yeah, I last worked there. My last paycheck was June 26th. So, I just want to make sure I gave you the right information.
Gotcha.
They don't say an LLC or nothing.
It just says Zaxby's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the don't say anything. Yeah. So, let's see. Let me just 1 second. Let me see. So, I see Daphne, Alabama. Zaxby's, but I don't see. But you said you was in Florence. What's their telephone number?
The one I worked at was in Cloverdale, if that worked. It's on Cloverdale. It's like in Petersville, but I think that's still Florence, though.
Okay. What's the telephone number?
Hold on, let me Google it real quick. It's 256-349-5268.
Okay. Now, when was your last day of work?
From that city, that was, it had to be, I'm going to say June, like maybe June 25th or maybe a little out, you say like June 20th.
Okay, and when did you start then?
I only worked there not long at all. You could say like about the, like the 15, June 15.
Okay. And why are you no longer working there?
I got fired.
And did they tell you why?
I guess because I had missed a day, and I guess it was within my time frame of not missing days. I had missed a day because I was sick. They wouldn't take my doctor's excuse. They thought I was on BS, basically.
Okay. And who was the person that discharged you?
I think her name. Ooh, what was her name? Oh, how long is that? The tip of my tongue. I think it was Sam.
Okay. Okay, and what did you do to attempt your resolve the issue? I know you said you brought in a doctor's note, but what else did you say or do when they told you they was going to let you go?
I ain't do nothing. There wasn't enough I can do.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges that you missed today during your probation period? I guess that what was going on.
Yeah.
Was an enterprise? Yes. Did you miss a day within your probationary period?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Any vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay? And have you applied for a pension or received the pension?
No.
Now, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with the wages reported by your employer, and false answers could result into overpayment, fraud, and penalty charges?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. We have, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? I have 1303 Columbia Bay, 3721 West County Road 500 South.
No.
5016 Winter Street, and then I have 9011 East 5th Avenue.
Yeah, that's my address in Indiana.
Which of the following street address in Gary have you ever lived or been associated with? I have 3418 Tennessee Street, 3510 Illinois Street, 3510 Illinois Street. Okay, hold on. You said Tennessee Street. Okay. Now, which team nickname have you ever been associated when it comes to the college? I have Eagles, Lumberjack, Pride, Rattlers, or none of the above?
None of the above. I
ain't
never been either one.
Did you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Explain that question to me.
It's asking how you filing unemployment today.
Am I trying to file? Yes, I guess. Yes.
Okay. Now, do you certify under the penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook.
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available as well as to seek full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registered you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. Okay, so make sure you go to the Career Center website and file your resume. Or you can go there and put your resume on their website, okay? To the Career Center.
Okay.
Now, the information booklet, which is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet, contains information on how the claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instruction listed in the booklet could cause you to lose your benefits. The process you just completed when filing your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in lost benefits. Your unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification by going to the claimant portal and clicking File Weekly Certification. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you can't get into the portal, what you can do is call the telephone number, which is 1-800-752-7389. And that's
hold
the
on,
weekly certification telephone number.
Hold on. You said 1-800. What is it?
752-7389.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I have this email to me?
No, we can't email out, unfortunately. But I'm going to break it down so you can give you the basic telephone numbers and websites you're going to need.
Okay, because I'm trying, I got to show that I have filed for unemployment. So how am I going to be able to show that?
Are you able to, once we get through, I'm going to tell you our website and everything that you need, you can go to, and hopefully you'll be able to print out something there.
Okay.
Now, the weekly certification can be made starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in lost benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your four-digit PIN, which is 6491.
Okay.
Now, additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Now, the exception to the word search requirements are made for the following, which is active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that attend direct approval training, and a letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And they're open Sunday through Thursday, starting at 5 p.m. to schedule callback appointments for assistance.
Okay.
Now, that would be a good number also. You can call to see if you can get any paperwork emailed to you about your you're filing unemployment today if you can't get anything off the website. Now, your
You said,
employer,
can you repeat that for me, please?
I said the telephone number I just gave you, that 1-800-361-4524 number, you can schedule a call back with them, and they are a good source to where they can send you something out to what you're looking for.
You said 1-800-364, what else? I'm sorry.
361-4524. And they start at 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. Scheduled callbacks.
So they can send me something stating that I applied for unemployment.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss the findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter. Now, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contact them but later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work searches or contacts each week could result in denial benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
All right. Now you start your first your application number is 498.
Hold on one second. I gotta get back to my pen. Okay. You said it's what now?
498.
498-011-305. Okay.
And you start this Sunday, which is the 18th through the 23rd, and you need to have your three work searches in by the 23rd at 5 p.m.
Okay, so as far as the 1-800 number, the 361-4524,
mm-hmm.
You said I can call that number between what hours and to get some verification?
They're only open Sunday through Thursday, and they start at 5 p.m. to schedule callback appointments.
Okay.
So at 5 p.m., you can get them a call today and see can
okay.
they get you something emailed out to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Do you have, okay. Now, so for your weekly certification to call and put the three jobs in over the phone, that is that 1-800-752-7389 number.
Okay.
To any questions about your unemployment, is that last telephone number I just gave you, that 361 number.
Okay.
Now, it's every Sunday morning until every Friday of that week. Friday at 5 p.m., they will not be taking any more of the weekly certifications. Now, our website is the Alabama Department of Labor website. It's where that you can put your weekly certification once you make your claimant portal.
Okay.
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 Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.